This is Marketplace. I'm Kimberly Adams. For a business and economy show, the day after Thanksgiving usually has a pretty obvious lead story. Hordes of crazed shoppers storming big box stores. Except this year, that is not a good look. And so we consumers are expected to do more of our holiday shopping online than we ever have before. As Marketplace's Megan McCarty-Carino reports, all of that e-commerce is putting a strain on shipping and potentially delaying deliveries.
We'll end up spending an estimated 30% more online this year. The good news is we've had a bit of a dress rehearsal.
Amazon was the great example here where they had holiday level crush in the spring.
Adi Tomer with the Brookings Institution says the shutdowns early in the pandemic caused a sudden surge in e-commerce that no one had anticipated. That led to big delays. Retailers and package carriers have been preparing, staffing up, and building new fulfillment centers. But that may not be enough, says Satish Jindal, who heads the shipping software company ShipMatrix.
People who are expecting packages should be prepared that many more of them this year will take a day or 2 days longer.
He estimates the demand for shipping will exceed capacity by about 7 million packages a day, more than three times as many as last year. FedEx and UPS have basically said they won't pick up any of that excess because it would threaten their ability to hit deadlines. But the United States Postal Service?
Unfortunately, the Postal Service doesn't have the ability to limit packages or volume and have become the de facto carrier of last resort.
Gordon Glazer is a consultant with Shipware. He says USPS, which is a marketplace underwriter, is still recovering from slowdowns over the summer. Meanwhile, many retailers have partnered with on-demand delivery services like Instacart, promoted curbside pickup, and started Black Friday sales early in the month, says Michael Brown with Kearney Consultants.
So many retailers have been promoting early to try to push some of that demand forward. But we do see that there will be early cutoffs to get deliveries in time.
He says consumers who don't get their orders in by December 15th could end up with some empty space under the tree. I'm Megan McCarty-Carino for Marketplace.